Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hey everyone, Lisa Resnick, not at the Holmes & Hops podcast studio. I'm actually at Youngstown Studios downtown with Chris Davis, one of the co-owners of the new hotspot, West 34 in downtown Youngstown. What's up, Chris?
How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Good. Actually, we were just talking about one of our mutual good friends and sponsor of Holmes & Hops podcast, Ellie Platt. She's the one that connected us.
Absolutely. Love Ellie. Ellie is an amazing, amazing lady that has all the answers.
Yes, she does. And if she doesn't, she sure as heck goes and finds it for you. And it is accurate. She's not bullshitting you. She actually has done the research and has given you the right answer.
Does her homework. I always say, Ellie, what does this mean? She said, Chris, I don't know, but if I don't know, let me find out.
That's exactly right. And I say that's it. I don't know if you ever said this, but I do say this to people all the time. If you don't know the answer, don't just give any answer. Say, let me find out for you. You're not saying you don't know, but you're saying I'm going to find out for you.
My favorite answer to that is I always say I'm not a bobblehead doll. I don't just shake my head yes when I don't understand something. I have no problem. I'll swallow my pride.
I'm a bobblehead.
Yeah, right. And I just say, I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. Let me find out. But I'm going to find out.
That's awesome. So actually, let's find out some stuff about you right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
So you opened up this hotspot, West 34th. And for all those out there who have not been there, you need to make the trip back out downtown. The food there is phenomenal. I love the fact that is variant from the other restaurants downtown too, which is great to have that option for people who are looking for something that is not Italian, not vegan. I do think that you have great options there and the food that you serve is amazing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, when we put that menu together, that was the way we wanted to go about that is not to compete with any, you know, V2 has amazing food. Prima has amazing food. Gringo's, you know, the Bistro, so many great restaurants, downtown. And I didn't want to say we all have the same things. Let's just give a little different culture to what we want to bring to our menu.
No, and it's perfect. It has a little bit of a Southern charm to it.
Yes.
So where did that come from?
Well, actually, a partner of ours, which is owner is Sean Hannon and owns Barry Dingles.
Oh, who doesn't love Barry Dingles?
So Barry Dingles, to me, I say more, you know, it's you know, top of the food chain. And so when, you know, he put that together, he said, you know, we don't want to do the average pastas and the, you know, so what can we do a little bit different to just have our menu to where somebody says, oh, I want this. I want you to try something different every time. I still haven't even tasted everything on the menu yet because I get my favorites and I just stick to them. I got to stop doing that. You know,
it is hard.
So try everything.
That's when you go with a group of people.
Yes.
And then you have a smorgasbord of food in front of you. So then you have a bite of everything. I mean,
Absolutely. That's
the ticket. That's how I do it anytime I go out.
That's, you know what? I got to learn that trick. That's what I want to do. But I see my, you know, my
never friends, eat with me because I'll eat off your plate.
No, I'm okay. I'm the same way. I'm going to be like, oh, maybe get a little bit of yours. Like, oh, absolutely. I'm that person. But no, it was really a great experience to change the menu, to try to change what the culture of a lot of menus are down here. And, you know, and everybody does a great job at what they do. And just we want to be just a little different.
How did you and Sean connect?
Wow. Me and Sean, we're both Austin Town boys. And a lot of people don't know this about Sean. Sean is actually from Alabama. He's
really?
From down south. So that's why a lot of his food is it gets that Southern draw a little bit because he's, you know,
it's in his blood.
Know, it's in his blood. That Southern hospitality, I guess. You know, and he's always wanted to do something and with bringing down south up north, I guess. And we want to mix a little bit of that with, you know, that American cuisine and, you know, and really, you know, put things together.
That's, I think it's amazing. And the front of the house and how you guys have everything designed. So for those who don't know, West 34 is named after
34. Absolutely. The address is 34 West Federal Street. So we just twisted a little bit and turned it.
How's it go? Keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it simple, stupid. You know what I mean? I said, what's the name? How about West 34? Wow, that's it. And let's just go with it. You know,
we
just
I like it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We want to try to bring a little bit of that big city vibe, you know, to downtown Youngstown, that at Cleveland, Pittsburgh, you know, everybody goes out of town, and, you know, so bring a little bit of those vibes and those restaurants and bars to downtown Youngstown. I believe, you know, that we deserve that. And again, you know, all the restaurants around downtown Youngstown are amazing as well.
They are.
We just wanted to try to give you a little bit of that outside, you know, when we put the doors in and different things like that. You know, my partners, you know, none of this could have been possible for me without, you know, my partners. And they've been great. You know, we all have our role. We play our role, you know, and we stay in our lane, you know. And
that's smart.
So
that's how you keep the relationship.
I was asking, how's my role? They said, well, Chris, you know everybody and everybody knows you, and we want you to kiss babies and hug the crowd, and you know what I mean? So I get it, you know what I mean? So I'm okay with it.
I think it's perfect. And you guys, the way that you're located, you're on the corner of Phelps and Federal Street.
Yes, yes.
At 34 West Federal. But like Phelps Street is now shut down to pedestrians, which is awesome.
Huge.
So, but your doors facing Phelps Street all open up to the exterior of Phelps, which is just, it does, like you just mentioned, Cleveland.
Yes.
It was Fifth Street, Cleveland,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
So how yes. Cleveland's all set up so you can have tables out there if you wanted to. Bring the outside inside.
Absolutely.
Give that open feeling that we all want.
Wow.
We wanted that pre-pandemic.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. And you just gave me goosebumps saying that. Thank you. I appreciate that. But then that was our idea when we moved forward with that. We actually, our tables are actually being set up outside right now. We just, you know, so we can have the outside open. So we have those panoramic doors that open all the way up to give us that feel, you know. And we want to, again, you know, keep it open, keep it, you know, keep it fresh. And even when we built the bar, the concept there was to not have something in the middle. So if you're sitting at this chair, you can see everybody at the bar. There's no bad seat in the house.
I agree.
You know,
I've been there a few times. I have not sat in one bad seat.
And I appreciate it.
But speaking of bar, I got to ask, because as you know, Homes and Hops, so Homes is about our communities that we live in, because, you know, it's beyond the four walls. The hops portion obviously has to do with beer.
Yes.
As you can see, we're not drinking beer, which typically we do, by the way.
Wow.
So I have to know, have you tapped into our local brewery scene and brought any of those beers to your place?
Absolutely. Actually, we have Penguin 34 on tap.
Nice.
So, you know, we've talked with multiple, you know, we want to do Birdfish, and, you know, we believe in, you know, keeping it local, you know what I mean? Keeping it strong and in the Valley, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of people that do great work here, and I want to be able to share their great work, you know, and vice versa. You know, we all work hand in hand. You know, we came downtown, and I always said to Ed, I call him the godfather, you know, Ed Moses that owns V2 and Vernon. I said, he's the godfather, because I told him, I don't know how he had the courage to come down here those many years ago when tumbleweeds were blowing down the street.
We love him for it.
And I love him for it. I went there forever, and he kind of, you know, set the path and set the way for the new companies that are coming down there now. But just, you know, hats off to Eddie Moses.
Definitely hats off to Eddie Moses. And he too works with the local brew scene.
Yes.
I wish we had some beer now to drink.
Yep.
I really do.
Oh, I love it.
I'm a little parched.
It. See, yes.
I don't know about you.
I love the show.
I mean, I don't know why I created maybe my obsession over drinking.
Something that's great.
Look what we have.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Two of the coolest people that I know here. Come on in. Sit down. Please, please.
Guys.
Hello.
So look at this.
How are you doing?
Good. Wow.
Great to see you.
So did you, so you heard the cry for beer?
You can hear it from our building. That was like the bat signal.
That's how close we are.
Yes. See,
what'd you bring?
So I brought our Penguin City.
Nice.
The OG. Penguin Light.
Yep.
Its little brother. And Penguin Pale Ale.
Wow.
All
right.
Which is, you know, a little hoppier, a little different flavor profile. I mean, all three of them are different from one another.
May I please try the Pale Ale?
Sure.
I mean, I need to carb up for this weekend, so Thank you. Which one did you want?
Oh, you know what? Let me go with the. Let me try the. Because I like sweets.
So
let me
just the go sound.
Let me go with the green. I'm familiar with the. Yes.
Okay.
Here's the sound.
There you go.
Thank you, sir. Wow.
Are you going to have one? Come on.
We just canned this Tuesday.
Especially
can.
Wow.
So I'm
cheers.
Cheers.
Let me open mine. Yes. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you. Wow.
This is one advantage of being at Youngstown Studios, right?
I love this. I wish all
great
these...
food and great beverage. All located within walking distance.
People bring you food and beer.
That's awesome. And you guys are at West 34. You guys were there on one of their opening nights, weren't you?
Absolutely.
We've gone a couple times.
Every time I see him, and I love seeing him in there. I love it. You know what I mean? And you know, that's to me, that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, I feel like we're our own neighborhood. What I didn't know, to be honest with you, when I came to downtown Youngstown with the idea of a bar restaurant, I didn't realize, to be honest with you, being from here, that it's a city inside of a city down here. And I didn't realize that as much, you know, how many people, when I would say like, well, where do you live? Or, you know, it's, I live downtown. I'll say, okay, well, are they just saying that, you know, Deanna and Greg, you know, they said all
I'm thinking
in my head when they say they live downtown, I'm thinking, okay, are they always here? So you say they're downtown. They said, no, we literally live downtown. I said, oh, okay. So wow, you really do live downtown. So again, we want, I'm not here for I want Youngstown to accept West 34. I'm not here for West 34 to accept Youngstown. You know, if that, you know, I know if that makes some sense.
It
does.
And
so that's what it's all about for me. You know, that neighborhood love.
We do have a lot of neighborhood love, don't we?
We do. Mm-hmm. We're blessed.
And we're growing.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And which is phenomenal. I love to see the growth. I love to see people coming downtown. And it's that trust and that love is what is growing this city day by day, which is awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you couldn't have said it best. I mean, we want everybody to come. I mean, you know, hey, go to this bar, go to this restaurant, go to this. You go everywhere. I'm okay with it. As long as we can get as many people downtown Youngstown as we can, it benefits all of us.
I think with the warmer weather, we're going to see much more of an uptick of people walking around downtown again.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, Dora will be instituted, which will provide the ability for people to walk around with a nice cold beverage.
Yes.
In a cup where the money will go back to the city as well, which is good. So I'm very excited about everything that's happening. So I have to know, how long did it take you to find that spot? And like, how, I mean, it's such a prime location.
Wow.
Like, it really is.
I'm going to be honest. We worked that out with, with Don Marchand. I've known Don, we started talking about this at the Lake Club about 2 years ago. That's how far this is going back. And we were trying to, you know, work everything out. And there were so many different, you know, and Don Thomas was with Platts. He was the realtor. And I love Ponky. He was great.
Yes.
Actually, he put this whole thing together. I mean, to be honest, Jimmy, because
that's awesome.
It was back and forth, and, you know, sometimes, when I love them, but when the lawyers get involved, it's just, it gets so complicated. You
attorneys,
know what I mean?
Yes.
Wow. We all need them, but they will 100% drag everything out. It's like every little detail. It's like,
you
really,
said,
are we arguing
you said
about
is
the word
instead of
as.
Like you said is instead of as.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Man.
100%.
In my head, that's another $500
yes.
for one
need
word.
Them.
Yeah. Like, yeah, even if it means the exact same thing, just somebody likes
I know.
The word better. You know?
Yes, yes.
To their mind and their interpretation of what's being stated, I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's
but
so true.
It's not the agent. We don't hold up the deal.
Right, right. No. We don't hold up the deal. Right. So when we put that whole thing together, I want to make sure I mention my other partners, Rich Kozlowski, which is also me and Rich got very tight from going. We'd be out, see each other out. And Rich was, thinking about buying some different bars and venues. And he also owns Extreme Air and Deep Freeze.
Nice.
So I like the trampoline, so I became extra cool with him. You know, I'm saying, we get drunk and I say, man, let's go, bounce on the trampolines. And Herb were batting, and he was
so you don't need a golf cart to make a deal happen.
Absolutely. No, it's not just a golf cart. And Herb was just our he was with True to Form for many, many years, and he has his own landscaping business as well. And we all fit with each other, and it works, And it's in this day and age, I think now a lot of times you get, there's pros and cons, but everybody to partners now, and a lot of people say, well, do you really want partners? And I mean, some people's value, they look this way, I look that way, you bend and you groove to different things, and it all works for you at the end of the day. I really do. I believe firmly in that.
I'm a big fan of not being alone on an island.
There you go.
For me, having partners around me, whether it's just my spouse giving me advice or my friends or actual legitimate business partners, I mean, I just feel so much better to have that collective group together working. I mean, everybody is for the same goal.
Absolutely.
It's just having those other perspectives looking at that goal is extremely important, at least in any decision that I've ever made in my life.
So you hit the nail on the head. I know you guys understand that as you know, as
I mean,
partners
I'm not
as well.
On this show.
Right. So I totally agree with that. That's big for us. But again, I just think we'll put all our minds together. At the end of the day, I think everybody wants to say, what's the best decision for West 34? It's not me personally, or it's not, Rich or Herb or Sean or anything, but it's just, what's the best decision for West 34? And that's the way I look at it. I think they look the same way.
Well, I will have to say, all you guys, including Penguin,
yes,
especially with the past year that we've had, have extraordinary endurance. Because I know how difficult it is to purchase a building, lease space, and open a restaurant, for goodness sakes, during a pandemic.
I'm glad
you guys are still, right. I know.
I think that is really what everybody thought. What is going on?
You've been around enough to see the looks on our faces. That says more than our words.
I know. You're like, whatever, it's easy for her. She's the agent who just made us do this.
Right.
But I think you guys are awesome. And I do think that endurance and everything that you guys went through in 2020 is just going to strengthen you going into the future. And I see good things on the horizon. So thank you guys. And thank you guys so much for bringing us beer.
Oh,
we were in the neighborhood.
Penguin. Oh, man.
To West 34 and Penguin. Pick
Absolutely.
Up your... So Aspasia, everybody real quick, since we are live on air. Aspasia, show the water that you drink on...
Whoa, now see that. Listen, that is getting you.
I need to hydrate.
It's not vodka, it is water.
I struggle with an 8-ounce glass every day. You know what I mean? So
I drink this every day. Look, I make room for Penguin, but...
Now we have to have those going with Penguin Beer filled up at West 34.
So oh my God.
If we can do that, you know what I mean? The gallon.
Do, yeah, some mini kegs.
Right. Yeah, some mini kegs, absolutely. There you go.
To combat the Tower of Margarita. Oh, there you go. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.